定你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。耶稣周围一看，对门徒说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？门徒稀奇他的话。耶稣又对他们说，小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒就分外稀奇，对他说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说，在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
Like Paul, this rich man was righteous according to the requirements of the law of Moses.
像保罗一样，这个富有的年轻人根据摩西律法的要求来说是毫无指责。
This story says that Jesus loved this man, this rich man, because he kept the law of Moses.
马可福音里面告诉我们说，耶稣喜爱这个富翁，他遵守律法。
But Jesus added that that was not enough.
但是耶稣又加了一句说，这些还不够。
Jesus wanted a young man to give up his privileges, his money, and then follow Jesus.
耶稣要这个年轻人来舍去他的特权，在这里就是他的钱财，来跟从耶稣。
The rich man was unwilling to do this.
这个年轻的富有的人，他不愿意这么做。
So this rich man sadly turned away from Jesus.
他忧忧愁愁地离开了耶稣。
His privileges were more important to him than Jesus.
他的特权比耶稣对他来说更重要。
Unlike this rich man, Paul was willing to give up all of his privileges.
但跟这个富有的年轻人不一样的一点是，保罗愿意放弃他的特权而得着基督。
Because he wanted to gain Christ. Listen to what Paul has to say in Philippians chapter 5 verses chapter 3 verses 7 to 11.
请听保罗在腓立比书三章七到十一节当中这样说。
On the contrary, these very things which I once regarded as privileges for me, I have now continued to regard these same things as a single liability for the sake of gaining Christ. On the contrary, and even more than that, I continue to regard all things as a complete loss because of the surpassing value of experiencing Christ Jesus, my Lord. It is because of Christ that I have suffered the confiscation of everything I have. Indeed, I regard them to be as worthless as dung in order to gain Christ. I want to be completely united with Christ, not having a righteousness of my own, which originates from obeying the law of Moses, but rather a righteousness by means of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, the righteousness which originates from God, which is received on the basis of faith. My main goal then is to experience Christ, which means to experience the power of his resurrection and what it means to actively share in his sufferings by being continually transformed to conform to his pattern of his death in the certain hope that somehow I may attain the goal of the resurrection from the dead.
保罗在腓立比书三章七节到十一节当中这么说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
I'm reading from my own translation, and I urge you to study it when you have the time.
今天大家都收到我所做的翻译，我希望大家有时间的时候可以来研究一下。
Paul had many privileges, but now he regards them all as a single liability in comparison with the surpassing value of experiencing Christ Jesus.
保罗将他所有的优先条件都当作是能够为经历基督耶稣这个无价之宝所献上的责任。
To experience Christ means the same as to gain Christ.
来经历基督意味着是得着基督。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 to 46, Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding the one pearl of great value, he went and sold all he had,And bought it.
耶稣在马太福音十三章四十五节当中这样说，天国就好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
For Paul, experiencing Christ Jesus was the pearl of great value.
对保罗来说，经历基督耶稣就好似这颗正重价的珠子。
When Paul became a Christian, he suffered the confiscation of everything he had.
当保罗成为基督徒的时候，保罗就失去他所有的一切。
This included the loss of his power and his prestige.And he was even disowned by his own family.
包括了他的权力，他的尊贵的地位，甚至是被家庭逐出。
For the Jews, the family was very important.
对犹太人来说，家庭非常重要。
To be disowned by your own family was a very serious event.
被家庭逐出是一个非常严肃的事。
Paul really gave up everything.When he became a Christian,
保罗成为基督徒以后，他真真实实地放弃了很多。
But Paul now regarded all of his former privileges to be as worthless as dung.
但现在保罗将以前的特权看作是毫无价值的粪土。
This is the only place in the New Testament where the term dung is used.
这是在新约圣经当中唯一一次使用这个字眼粪土。
It was not a term that you used in polite company.
这个字眼呢不是很文雅。
Paul uses this term to shock his readers into understanding just how much more valuable experience Christ Jesus is in comparison with all of his former privileges.
保罗用这个字是试图让他的读者吃一惊，来明白一件事实，对他来说，经历基督耶稣和他以前的一种种种的特权相比，是何等的宝贵。
Paul realizes that his own righteousness was not enough. So he writes in Philippians chapter 3:9.
保罗意识到他的自己的义是不够的，所以他在腓立比书三章九节当中这样写道。
I want to be completely united with Christ, not having a righteousness of my own, which originates from obeying the law of Moses, but rather a righteousness by means of the faithfulness of Christ, The righteousness which originated from God, a righteousness which is received on the basis of faith.
三章九节是这样写道，并且在他里得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信神而来的义。
Paul has been very careful in balancing these phrases.
保罗用这些字的时候，词眼的时候非常小心。
He realizes that his own righteousness could not save him, because it was a righteousness which originated from obeying the laws of Moses.
他意识到他自身的义不能救他，因这个义是因律法而得的义。
He needed a righteousness which originated with God.
他需要因信神而来的义。
This righteousness was secured for him.For us, by the faithful of obedience of Jesus Christ, dream of dying on the cross. This Paul mentions in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8.
这信神而来的义是耶稣顺服至死，且死在十字架上而坚立的。就像保罗在腓立比书二章八节当中所提到的。
In the New Testament, and the early church, Jesus Christ was known as the righteous one.
在新约和早期教会的时候，耶稣基督被称为那公义者。
For example, in 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 we read, But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
就 好举个例子，就好像在约翰一书二章一节当中，我们读到，若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
When we are united with Christ, we share in Christ's righteousness. This is a human righteousness which was based on Jesus' own faithful obedience to God.
当我们与基督联合的时候，我们就一起分享基督的义，这个义是基于耶稣对神的顺服而为人类所设的。
We cannot share in God's righteousness because it is the righteousness of our righteous judge.
我们本不能自然而然地分享神的义，因为神的义是公义法官的义。
So Paul wants to be completely united with Christ so he can share in Christ's righteousness.
因此保罗要与基督完全联合，好来分享基督的义。
Then Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3:10.
然后保罗在腓立比书三章十节这样写道，
My main goal then is to experience Christ, which means to experience the power of his resurrection and what it means to actively share in his sufferingsby being continually transformed to conform to the pattern of his death, in a certain hope that somehow I may attain the goal of the resurrection from the dead.
三章十节说，使我认识基督，我最主要的目标是使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
By experiencing Christ, Paul means to experience the power of Christ's resurrection.
经历基督对保罗而言意味着是晓得他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of sharing in his suffering.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
Notice Paul mentions the resurrection first.
请注意保罗在这里先提到复活。
For Christians living after Easter, the resurrection is therefore both the first word and the last word, the beginning and the end of our faith.
对基督徒而言，在第一次复活节以后，复活就变成了我们信仰的第一个和最后一个字，意思是复活是我们信仰的开始和结束。
The fellowship of sharing in his suffering is always in the light of Christ's triumphant victory over our common glorious future.
小德和他一同受苦，这个事实一直是以基督的得胜和我们共同荣耀为前提的。
In Paul's letters, it is clear that all of this is accomplished in Christ, and it is done through the power of God.
在保罗书信当中，很明显的一点就是，所有基督所成就的都是神的大能。
The raising of Christ is the ultimate and the most important demonstration of the power of God, and this makes Christ Himself the revelation of God's power.
基督复活是神的能力最高与最重要的彰显，而基督自己也成为神能力的启示。
Paul desires to personally experience the power of God that was shown in Christ's resurrection.
使徒保罗一生的愿望都是亲自经历神在基督复活里所显示的能力。
Sharing in Christ's death and resurrection by virtue of being united into Christ's body is a typically Pauline thought.
通过与基督同联合来分享基督的死与复活是保罗一贯的神学思想。
Paul's entrance into sharing in the resurrection is through suffering, not just for his own sake, but also after the example of Christ. He says, by becoming continual like him in his death.
保罗不仅仅是限制于通过和基督一同受苦来分享基督的复活，而是要效法基督的榜样来效法他的死。
The suffering whereby he has lost everything is already part of that dying, as is also his present suffering in prison.
和基督一起受苦，保罗丢弃万事，就像他写书信时在监一样，已经是他在效法基督的死。
Notice that verses 10 to 11 form an inclusion in which the two outer terms are the resurrection, and the inner terms are suffering and death.
请大家注意十章十节到十一节，这句句子，开始与结尾都是复活这个字，而包括在其中的是受苦与死亡。
So when these two verses are taken together as the conclusion of a very long sentence that began with verse 8, the order of this concluding part of the sentence is really resurrection, suffering, death, resurrection.
因此当我们把这两节句子放在一起，这节句子是从第八节开始的一个长句子的结论，它的正确的次序就是复活、受苦、死亡、复活。
Thus suffering and death are unfolded within the grounding mystery of the resurrection of Christ.
因此受苦和死亡是包含在基督教基督复活这个最根本的信条当中的。
Final resurrection is the destiny of all Christians.
最终的复活是所有基督徒的最终的结束。
Conformity to Christ is a key idea in this passage.
同与基督一同是这段的中心。
We must conform to Christ's suffering and death in order to be conformed to Christ's resurrection.
我们必须与基督一同受苦、死亡，以至于能和他一同复活。
I do not mean that I have already. Paul concludes this in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
保罗在腓立比书三章十二节到十四节这样的结束结论。
I do not mean that I have already obtained the prize, or that I have already reached the goal. I'm continuing to pursue the goal in the hope that I make it my own, because Christ Jesus has indeed made me His own. Brothers and sisters, I, for my part, do not consider that I have made it my own yet. However, I focus on just this one thing. First, I continue not to pay any attention to whatever is behind me, and then straining forward to what lies ahead. I keep pressing forward toward the goal in order to win the prize promised by God's heavenly calling in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书三章十二节到十四节这样说，这不是说我已经得着了，或已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要在神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得到的奖赏。
Here Paul is using the imagery of a race.
这里保罗使用了田径场上选手赛跑的场景。
In verse 13 he writes, I focus on just this one thing. I continue not to pay any attention to whatever is behind me.
在十三节当中这样说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
If a runner wants to win a race, he cannot keep looking back.
一个运动员如果一直向后看的话，就不会赢。
So Paul does not look back. He had no regrets. He had no regrets about his past.
所以保罗不往后看，他对他过去没有后悔。
Then Paul strains forward to what lies ahead and keep pressing forward toward the goal in order to win the prize promised by God's heavenly calling in Christ Jesus.
保罗竭力往前，竭力追求，接近目标，为了得着神在基督耶稣里对他的呼召而应许下的奖赏。
In 2 Timothy, Chapter 4, verse 8, Paul returns to this metaphor of running a race.
保罗在提摩太后书四章八节再次回到他所使用的赛跑的比喻。
He says again, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
他再次这样结论说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，从此以后有就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
The Greek word for crown refers to a wreath that was usually woven like a garland and placed on the winner's head at the end of the race.
希腊原文当中冠冕指一个花环花串圈成一个花环，在比赛结束后放在运动员的头上。
But in St. Paul's case, this was not just any crown.
但对保罗而言，这并不仅仅是一个任何的冠冕。
It is the crown of righteousness.
这是义的冠冕。
But Paul is here not thinking about his own righteousness, but the saving righteousness.Which he had by being united with Christ and sharing in Christ's righteousness.
保罗在这里不是在想他自己的义，而是因为基督联合而来的基督拯救的义。
As Christians, let us follow Paul's example and do not have any regrets about the past.
作为基督徒，让我们大家来跟从效法保罗的榜样，不着眼于为过去后悔，而努力与基督联合。
Instead, we just seek to be completely united with Christ so we can share in the saving righteousness of Christ.
我们应该竭力与基督的联合，追求与基督的联合，以至于我们能够分享基督那拯救的公义。
Let us join Paul in sharing in Christ's suffering and death, so that we may also share in the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
让我们与保罗一起来分享基督的受苦与死亡，以至于我们也同样分享神将那将耶稣从死里复活的大能。
Then, like Paul, we can confidently proclaim.I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
然后我们也会像保罗一样充满信心地宣告，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
阿门。
阿门。
请大家打开大诗歌本。